Morning, Joe. How are you?
Good morning, Sean. Good, thank you.
I know you got a message in from Di and Stuart who have just moved in together, and there's been an aggressive incident. This is a dog incident.
Yes. Now, this is an interesting case because we've got Di and Stu living at different places. Both have their own dogs. They've gone to the next level now. Now, the dogs knew each other in the past, and Stu's dog would come over and maybe have a sleepover with Di's dog and vice versa. And now they've moved in together, so the relationship's gone to the next level. Now, interestingly enough, Di's dog is a border collie and Stu's dog is a staffy. And everything was absolutely fine. This one particular Sunday, they were sitting, Di and Stu were sitting on the couch. The two dogs were outside, and all of a sudden there was a big commotion and bit of blood. Nothing major, but just out of the blue for two dogs that know each other. And part of the issue is, like with everyone, including humans, it takes time to change. It takes time to realise that we're in a different environment now. For our Staffy, this Staffy has always lived at this home. So, you know, and Dad works long hours, so that short bit of time that our Staffy actually gets to spend with Dad, they're really quality hours. And also now Dad is sharing with Di, and now we've got another dog, so lots of change. Now, this is a type of aggression that we would call resource guarding aggression, in the sense of, you know, when you're guarding space or time or people or a bone or something like that, dogs can be, they can flare up. So what I would recommend to Stu and Di is we need to do this really respectfully and take it nice and slow. We need to make sure that whatever the triggers are, so in this case it was the glass door, what I recommended to Di and Stu is let's teach the dogs to sit and wait outside the door and let have them on either side. So basically a chalk line for one dog and a chalk line for the other dog, and we teach them and train them to do that. Everything we do the Staffy first because it was the Staffy's home. So if we're bringing the dogs inside, the Staffy comes inside, the other dog comes in afterwards, and we kind of practice those skills. And also walking the dogs and making sure that we're giving them each the same amount of love and time, but let's do it Staffy first and then Di's dog second, because we are in Stu's environment, and slowly but surely we move that around. A really big thing to not do under any circumstances, do not feed them together or in close proximity. Always make sure that they're separated. And I recommend that with all dogs. There's no point in telling our Staffy off and, you know, or you hear a growl and that's when we tell the dog off, because what will happen is they'll stop growling but they'll go to the next level in aggression. So if we keep them separated, they've got to stay on their place outside that door, and they know they'll be rewarded for it, and they can bank on the fact that Staffy's first in, then followed by our border collie. You should be able to minimise those problems. If it does persist or there's another incident, get a professional in. Don't try and manage it yourself. One incident, okay, if it's minor, but after that you want somebody who understands aggression.
Thanks, Joe. If you have a problem with your dog, drop Joe a line. GoldCentralVictoria.com.au is the dog spot page. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk again next week.
See you next week.